Hi, welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. I'm R-E-H-D double G. You know, all of us have a job to do, whether you're a teacher, a crooked politician like Obama, which, by the way, let's get him out in 2012, or someone who picks up the garbage. You know, whatever the job is, you know, we all have a job to do, and you try to do it to the best of your ability. But today, who I want to talk about, no offense against salesperson, but oh my god, I want to talk about the pushy salesman. It's just so irritating to me. Like the other day, I was doing my shopping at Sam's Club, and I see the guy at the door from DirecTV, and I'm trying hard to ignore him. I have Comcast, you know, I like my cable, but anyway. So I'm trying to avoid him, not looking at him, and he cuts me right off. Hi, sir, how you doing? I was like, oh boy, I'm rolling my eyes there already, and he knows, because I'm just rolling my eyes. He goes, what do you have for your carrier? So I said, I'm happy with Comcast, I like them, and I don't want to switch, and I'm trying to walk, but he was like, he just cuts me off again. So how much do you pay a month? So I tell him how much I pay a month. He says, come right over, sir. Let me tell you about what we have. So I'm just fuming because I want to go about my business. So I said, what could I come up with? So I just quickly said, before you go any further, let me just tell you that I live in a condo and we're not allowed to have any satellite dish. I'm lying my ass off now, but I just want to get out of there. He was like, oh, really? Not even if you have permission? I said, nope, it's not allowed, sir. He was like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I said, so am I. Have a good one. I walked away. I was like, oh god, I hate these freaking people. Why don't they just leave me the hell alone? And so the other day again, I went back in there. It was a different guy. And he just, I went right off on him. I didn't even give him a chance. He was like, how are you doing? I said, look, your other buddy came up to me. I told him I can't have a satellite dish. Poor guy looked at me like, damn, what's wrong with this guy? That's what they do to you. This make you get so angry. It's just like, get out of my way. Jeez. You guys know what I'm talking about. No offense. I mean, it's just like, see, that's why I'm not good at promoting my own product because I'm not pushy. I'll let you know what I have out there and then leave the choice up to you whether or not you want to buy it or download it or whatever. I'm not going to keep being pushy. I think some of you folks call that trolling. But anyway, that's just how I am. I just don't like these pushy people. Why don't they just leave me alone? The other things I can't stand, no offense against these European companies, but you know, I'm happy with my CD and digital distributor, and they're a US company. I haven't had any problem. I've been with them for I don't even know how many years. But you know, they get their cut, I get my cut, and everyone's happy. But so every now and then I'm trying to expand and, you know, find new companies. So I'm not going to call any names, but I went with two different companies. I may not call the names, but you may read it across the screen. But I went with them, and for 6-7 months, they don't give me any status as to what songs are being downloaded or not being downloaded. They ignore me when I ask them questions until I finally did my own investigation. I know how to get to someone. There's ways of me finding you, and I'll find you. And so I finally told this guy, look, I got your information. I let him know I had his name, address, and telephone number. I said, you're going to take my stuff off of iTunes because you're cheating me. And if you don't do it, I know how to get to you. I just let him know I know how to get to them. So don't blank with me. You know what I'm saying? So, you gotta be careful with these new European companies. If it sounds too good to be true, like they tell you they could put your music on iTunes for a ridiculously low price, it normally is. They're robbing you. I've tried it twice. Not to say all European companies are like that, but I'm not giving another one a third try. I'm sticking with the US. No more outside the box with these European companies that try to screw you over. So, you gotta be careful, all you independent, unsigned artists. Don't try to cut back and save on money because you're going to go with a European company. They're going to rip you off. Stick within the U.S. Sorry to say that. Nothing against the Europeans, except for their I'm not going to be talking about politics here, but you know what I'm saying? I just don't like being pushy, or I don't like people cheating me. I get really irritated when people try to cheat me. You know, I fight them legally, of course. I don't like to fight illegally, but I fight them legally. I let them know I can get to them and they will be stopped, and they will not try to push me over because they think, oh, why Mr. Cry? This guy must be an idiot. No, no, no. You underestimate the power of RBHDOWG. Don't let it happen again. Don't let it happen. So, my second team is out, the Giants, but my first team is in, so we'll see how the Steelers do. Should be good. So anyway, I'm really happy about my new album. I always feel good, even though this is the 21st one, I always feel good that when I accomplish completing an album. I'm really happy with this one, though I gotta say, this one is in my top 5, probably the best, I think, because I'm usually at my best when I'm angry, which is not, it's good for my albums, but bad for me emotionally, I guess. I hate being just angry and uptight and all the time, but the albums and the lyrics come across really strong when I'm like that. So basically that's what you're getting with Flawless Ability. Should be on iTunes by the 23rd, and it should be on CD Baby January 10th, which should be Monday. I'm really happy with it. Really, really, really happy. So anyway, if you guys had your experiences with these pussy salesmen and women, I'd like to hear your stories too, because I know they sure as hell anger me. So this is to all the pussy salesmen and women. You get the bomb. Till next time.
If you're 16 or 53, you can be a man or a lady. Don't put your hands on me. Bad choice to fool with me. Don't care if you're 16 or 93, you can be a man or even a lady. Don't put your... At the age of 5, I had to struggle and fight just to stay alive. And the level of abuse was too much for a boy to handle. Too much in my mind, I'm confused. At 10, a whole nother level again. A young teen don't know what life it means. At 20, yeah, life.
All's about to talk, you ain't got a lot of heart. And your ass a gas, you're full of farts. Treat you like a dartboard and fill you up with darts. Not because you went to college, make you smart. I commend you for all your accomplishments. Your personality makes me get violent. What kind of shit is that? Living for free without paying rent.
And it's fine, you wanna let me go, just let me know. It's not kind to fool with Mother Nature. Sooner or later, it will become a danger. And I'm not asking you for any favor. Just be honest and don't be a traitor. This is my year, so fuck all the haters. Hold up, let me drink my after.
I'm gonna never backslide, baby. It's gonna be
apparently, y'all didn't understand. I got high blood pressure. The more you talk, it rises my anger. I love you today, kill you tomorrow. I feel the pain or no sorrow. My inside empty and hollow. Stayed up.